You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
So I'm here to tell you that it will take longer. It will be more difficult. It will require more effort on your part. But you know what I can tell you about that? When you do the hard things, you will have a happy and easy life. But if you constantly choose to take the path of easy and negotiate and compromise, you will have a hard life that ends with regret.
You have to live life without thinking, what if? The more you think, what if this would have happened? What if that would have happened? Stop thinking, what if, and think, what is? The reality is I'm here. I've done an assessment on myself and I know where I stand. I know the mistakes that I've made and I'm going to forgive myself from all my past trauma. You are not the mistakes that you have made. You're not a collection of the bad things that have happened to you. You are a person who is working on improving. You're a person who is working on forgiving yourself. And the moment you can let go of the guilt and believing that somehow you don't deserve a better life, you'll begin to live a better life.
These things are going to come up. Opposition is going to come up. Adversity is going to come up. Difficult times are going to come up. But the people who actually live out their dreams, it isn't because they don't run into adversity. It isn't because they don't run into challenges. It isn't because they don't run into negative opinions. It's because they decided to protect their damn vision. They decided to protect their vision with all their heart. They decided to protect their dream with all their heart. They decided to protect their talent, their gift that God has gave them, that's meant for you to unwrap and give to the world. They protect it with all their heart because it means that much to them.
You see people who do big things and you automatically say, that guy's so lucky, she's so lucky. You don't know that. You're assuming that. Quit using the word luck, quit believing in luck, and start believing in work. Start believing in results that come from your actions.
The reason most people fail is because they give up what they want most for what they want now.
Fear. Fear is normal. Every person feels fear at some point. What should you do? Step. Step. Take the step. Step aggressively toward your fear. That is the step into bravery. We are scared of what we don't know. And there is but one way to confront that fear. Step. Go.
You begin to build a reputation with yourself by getting up every morning and doing the small things. Make your bed. After you've made your bed, make sure that you walk and look in the mirror and begin to affirm that person and tell them, I don't care what you've done in the past. It's not about that. I'm here for you now, and I'm going to be with you to the last breath that we take, and I will allow you to become great because I'm going to push you to be great.
I'm becoming a higher version of myself. I'm becoming the idealized man. I want to become the man that my children look up to and idealize. I want to become a role model. I want to be able to impact and influence and, man, inspire people. The 1.0 version of you who's crop duster is not going to do that. It is the fighter jet version of you who will do that. It is the man who does not compromise on his goals and dreams. It is the man who sticks to his core values. It is the man who draws a line in the sand and says, no matter what, I will do these things to become 2.0.
How do you get to the gym every day? Step. Go. How do you change your diet? Step. Go. How do you overcome fear of failure or fear of success or fear of fear itself? Step. Go.
Because you got over what happened. You got focused on what will be. And then you made it a reality.
Take that idea that you have to be attached to things and know that you came in with nothing, with no thing, and you're going to leave with nothing, with no thing. And understand that your life is a parenthesis in eternity. Live there without attachment. And then take your need to be in control of yourself, of others, of the situation, and shift from control to trust. Letting go and letting God, allowing yourself to trust in your nature, allowing yourself to no longer believe that everything has to be controlled by me and that other people no longer have to be in control of me as well. Begin to trust.
Nothing changes in your life until you change, right? Mm-hmm. So then 95% of who we are is on autopilot, right? It's a programmed thoughts, hardwired thoughts, beliefs, perceptions, unconscious habits and behaviors, and really, really emotional responses that tend to be really knee-jerk and automatic, right? So if 95% of who we are is a set of unconscious programs, then the first step to change is becoming conscious of those unconscious thoughts. If I truly want to be a new personality that's in a new personal reality, I can't take lack with me. I can't take unworthiness. I can't take the story that goes along with it with my parents or my grandparents or my ex or whatever. That story has to end, right? I mean, if not now, when?
Don't worry about the fact that you don't have all the things you need in order to make it happen. Decide that you're going to do something about it. Become an active force in your life. See, you've got some talents and abilities right now you have that if you don't challenge yourself to use those talents and abilities, you'll never ever discover the full effect that they can have on achieving all the things that you want to achieve. Most people go through life never using the power they have. You have enormous power to begin to create all the things that you want in your life experience that most people go through life never using.
And the first action you need to take, the first step you need to take, the first step you need to take is just that. Step. Go. Now.
Turn your feelings off when it comes down to you wanting to be better. What that means is when that alarm clock goes off, your feelings gotta go away. It's raining outside, it's cold outside, when you don't wanna put those long hours in at work, that's what I'm talking about, your feelings must go away. When everybody leaves to go home and there's only one light on, in a building, a 15-story building, and only one office, that's the motherfucker right there you gotta be. That is true. But you gotta learn to shut your feelings off if you want to achieve greatness.
People that are hungry believe, always strive to get on top in life because it's the bottom that's overcrowded. People that are hungry know if you want to be successful, you must be willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have.
The difference between
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text. and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Who you are and who you want to be is what you do today. Everything tomorrow, I'll get to it tomorrow, or I'll get to the next day. Who told you you had to tomorrow? Who told you that? Like, come on. Like, now. No opportunity wasted. Now. No opportunity wasted. Now. No opportunity wasted. How arrogant are you to think that if you don't do it right now, do it when you have the opportunity, that you're gonna have the same opportunity a week from now? How arrogant. How arrogant of you to think that if you don't get it done today, that same opportunity is going to present itself 6 weeks later. How arrogant of you.
The number one thing that's going to change your life, the only thing that will change your life, change your business, change your money, change your relationship, is you must raise your standard. Thing that changes our life long term is when we raise our standards. It means that all of us in life have things we want. We don't get what we want, we get what we have to have. We all get what we tolerate in ourselves and other people. But when you're no longer willing to tolerate something, that's when your life changes.
Be grateful for where you begin. Your humble beginnings of being broke, of being hungry, of feeling alone. Be thankful for it. Because this is the skeleton that you will build your life upon. Your sacrifice is necessary. It's the most important ingredient in becoming something more than what you were. You have to struggle. Otherwise, the journey will not be rewarding, and if it came quickly, you wouldn't appreciate it. Enjoy the struggle. It's because this is the basement for you. And now you have to decide, am I ready to elevate my life out of this situation? You wouldn't know it unless you were at the bottom.
I say chase your dreams, man. Do that thing, man, that keeps you up at night. That thing that bothers you, man, that makes you trip. You can't quit thinking about it. You always, that thing, man, that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a new idea. That's what you got to chase. Because anything else, it's going to disappoint you. You're going to forever be sad, man. If you don't chase that dream, you're going to forever be miserable, man. I would hate to die and never do the thing I was born to do. That's a sad thing, man.
There's times in your life when things are going to happen that you've got to begin to put your dream on hold. And you might have to reinvent yourself. It's called life. And don't tell everybody about it. 80% don't care. 20% glad is you. You have to suck it up and handle it. Being a risk taker, walking by faith and not by sight. Stuff happens to you.
It's something that you have to harness, something that you want to be. You have to be that person that has developed a game changer mindset, a person that wants to be the uncommon amongst the uncommon. Game changer is a motherfucker that says, I've been training my entire life to take the big shot. I'm talking about a person that knows their value and knows that when they come to the table, it's the best in the fucking world. A game changer has built that belief through hard work. They know who they are. And they bring the difference to the table.
If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy.
Because the war path is also a war against weakness, and so it leads to strength. It is a war against ignorance, and so it leads to knowledge. It is a war against confusion, and so it delivers understanding. And the war path leads to control and to ownership of your life. That is the war path. The path of fire and adversity. The path of blood and sweat and suffering. The war path is the interminable path of discipline, which is why it leads to freedom. In the end, the war path leads to peace.
I do think that if you sit on the edge of your bed and things aren't going very well for you, and you ask what foolish thing you're doing to make it worse, that you'll get an answer right now. And it won't be the one you want, but it might be the one that if you listen to would set things straight. It might be something that you really don't want to contend with. But if you clear some space to meditate on that, the probability that you'll figure out something that you did that was stupid, that's bending you and twisting you in the wind, you'll get an answer.
I have nothing in common with lazy people who blame others for their lack of success. Great things come from hard work and perseverance. No excuses. We're not lazy. We take ownership. We take full responsibility. We never play the blame game. We never make excuses. That the buck stops with me and the buck stops now.
You're forgetting the person that's the most responsible for your success. You're forgetting about the person that's most responsible for your happiness. You're forgetting about the person that is most important to you. You're so busy giving everybody else a piece of you. Everybody else is taking your time. Everybody else has got you doing things, that there's very little of you left to do what you want to do. And that's to win. We all want to win.
Victory is reserved for the warriors who's willing to pay its price. You can pay the price. You've already paid the debt. You've already been paying dues. Now it's time for you to reap the rewards. You should reach the limits of your virtue because you push it to the border of death, day in and day out. When they're under the bar, when you're pushing through and trying to finish your workout, you should be pushing yourself with the mindset, and I know that there's another level in me, I know that there's another layer, and I must uncover it. The version of me I was yesterday, I'm trying to conquer, so I can unleash the warrior that was born today.
Training is hard, all right? It is hard. It's supposed to be hard. Winning is hard, all right? Eating properly is hard. It is supposed to be hard. Everybody's looking for that easy path. Everybody's looking for those steps, 5 easy steps, you know, 10 steps to greatness, 5 steps to success. And everyone's looking for those easy steps. There are no easy steps.
That whatever they hand, find to do it. You got to do it with all your might. You got to give 120%. You got to have the right attitude. You got to have the right motives. You got to get up every single day. You can't take a day off. No days off. Why? Because there could possibly be a million people trying to do what you do.
How to do it. Wake up every morning. Make your bed. Take a cold shower. All that crap. I'm telling you right now, you have to be that person that leads from the front. And many of our leaders right now are not leading from the front. They're leading from the rear, but they're telling you how to do it. They're waking up late. They're not doing what they say. So in life, it's real important to do what you say, because that's where true knowledge comes from.
Do you think Michael Jordan was interested in just being a basketball player? Do you think Kobe Bryant was just interested in winning championships? Do you think Tom Brady is just interested in being an NFL quarterback? Your mindset has to change right now. Interested is a f***ing hobby. That's what interested is. That's what interested is. That means you can't make a decision. If you want to win, you want what's next, you can't be interested. You have to be obsessed.
I wanted to quit every single day, but many dreams die while suffering. And many of us out here have suffered. And when you're suffering, I'm not talking about just physically, I'm talking about emotionally, spiritually. It could be a relationship. When you're suffering, you give up on the very things that you wanted the most. You can't outrun your demons. They'll always know where you're hiding. Trust me at that. And I'm gonna end with this. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
Climb out of the hole, climb out of the mindset, climb out of the situations that told you you were no good. Put a mute button on everyone that has been a hater and tried to stop you. You have to believe that the fear you have felt is just that, a feeling. But there are a multitude of reasons why you can get up. In this sense, there are other men who have survived and other women who have overcome it. Don't you dare panic. Let every man pick up his shield and come straight forward. Whatever the foes are that have tried to stop you, whatever haters you've had in your life, they were meant to sharpen your tools, to sharpen your skill set. They were meant to push you further in life.
Elevation is internal, it's not external. Motivation is external. All right, elevation is internal. They know. When they get to the gym, when they get up, yes, this is going to be difficult. It's going to be hard. It's going to be nasty. It's going to be tough. I know it's going to be painstaking, but they take that accountability on themselves.
To me, every day is a beginning, a new day, a new week, a new shot at life. An opportunity to come out of the gate like a man possessed and attack the day without mercy. I will get beat up, I'll get knocked down and drained, and I will have some bad days. But I will not stop. Death is also inescapable. There is no way out. No one gets out alive. Death is part of life, like the contrast between the darkness and the light. Without death, there is no life. And the people that I have lost, they taught me that. They taught me how precious life is, how blessed we are to have every day. To learn, to live, to live.
The world's tough. The world's tough. We are training
kids and people to be soft in a world that continuously gets harder. You have to build a person that can withstand the pressures of whatever they're going to be dealing with in life. And we don't do that. You better have a part about you that's tough, a part about you that can break down situations and get better. And break down situations very quickly within some trauma in your life, some devastation in your life, because it's going to come. It can't be a jersey bear. It has to be something that you can maneuver through very quickly and move forward. That takes a lot of toughness.
The fear of making mistakes or not feeling good enough. Guess what? You're going to make some mistakes. And you're going to make some mistakes if you want to do something out here. You're going to fall flat on your face. You're going to be criticized when you come out into the arena called life. You're going to feel awkward and stupid and dumb sometimes. It goes with the territory.
If you really want to be transformed, you have to live an intentional life. Most people don't lead their life, they accept their life. And when you accept your life, you are living on things that are not worthy of your time and effort and energy. To go uphill, you have to be intentional. Nobody ever went uphill by accident. You've never read a book on accidental achievements. You have to be intentional with what you do and who you are.
To live every day with purpose and passion. To wake up in the morning and be thankful. Thankful for that morning. Thankful for that opportunity to go into the world and live. Live for them. For those who don't have the opportunity. For those who were stolen away by death's cruel hand. For them, I will live. I will revere their memory, and I will live.
If you find yourself alone, you're not being isolated. You're not being forgotten, you're not being ignored. You're in the lab. Now this is where greatness is developed, alone. Because in the battlefield of the mind is where you must be able to find peace, to sort out the traumas that you've been through as a child and be able to get over those things like hurdles. And after each one of those hurdles you cross, realize you're getting closer to your goal. Don't look back because the past has already been completed. What you're in is the present. Be present. Stay in the moment. In this moment, you are becoming something great. You're refining so many skills that will serve you well in the future. Your future is going to be guaranteed because of your focus right now. You're not abandoned. You're not alone. You're standing in leadership. And leadership may feel lonely, but there will be people who will come and follow your lead.
We have a governor on our brains, like a governor on a car. A car may say 130, but if you put a governor on a car, it can only go 101. We do the same thing to our brains. I was born with limited horizons. So my governor was myself. So once you take that governor off, you have limitless horizons.
Being enthusiastic won't get it. So you got to prepare yourself. You've got to develop yourself. You've got to practice. You've got to work. You've got to do your homework. You've got to do your research. See, a lot of people have a yes, I can attitude, but a no, I can't aptitude. And competency builds confidence. And confidence feeds into competency. See, the better you become, the more confident you feel. And the more confident you feel, the better you want to become. You realize that you have no ceiling. That you can better whatever you've done so far. You can go beyond that. You don't become cocky and arrogant, feeling that you've already arrived, as most people have. And that's why they've settled for less than what they rightly deserve in life. Because they feel they have arrived, and they say, well, I can rest now. No. As long as you're breathing, you've got some more work to do. There's something else for you to achieve.
Your name is being carved in the annals of history. Never throw away the value of what your name is so that you can be satisfied in the moment. Put in the work, go through the hardships, learn from them, because the greatest scholarship you have is that of God being on your side against anything that comes up against you. You are more than what you've seen, and you're a hell of a lot more than what others have seen. Keep pushing forward.
The fruit of everything good in life begins with a challenge. Everything is a pill that's worthwhile. And it's not going to come to you, and it's not going to fall in your lap. And it's not going to be something that, oh my gosh, it just was so simple. It's always going to be difficult.
And for many of you, this is your chance. This is your shot. This is your moment. This is your time. This is your opportunity. This is your place for you to really begin to live an intentional life.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.